When I started posting on LinkedIn back in 2020, yes, all the way back in the 1800s, I was hoping to get clients. And I actually did get some clients, but it didn't come from what I was posting. It was just from sending direct messages and asking people if I could help them. And over these last 6 years, I have learned so much about this platform. And unfortunately, I've learned a little bit too much. And fast forward today, we've generated hundreds, even thousands of leads on LinkedIn, not just for us, but for our clients. I've generated millions of impressions. I have all of the stats to prove that. And I have about 20,000 followers on the platform. So I know a thing or two about LinkedIn, but the key to LinkedIn is not really what you should do, but it's what not to do. And this is why and how influencers are lying to you. But this isn't just a smear campaign about influencers and why you shouldn't listen to them. There is value in what they do. You just have to know which piece of it is right for you. So in these next few minutes, I'm going to show you exactly where the lies are and exactly where the truth is. So then you can find yourself in that middle ground so you don't have to waste years like I did chasing followers if you want to actually grow your business. So in this video, we're diving into why LinkedIn influencers are lying to you. The first lie that I believed and that I think everybody believes is that if you just post content, you will make money. Seems correct. Because here's the thing, you see other people posting content and you see hundreds of likes and it looks like, hey, they're probably making some money. Well, that's an assumption. Until we see a receipt or a bank statement, we don't really know how much money they're making. So lie number one is, posting content equals making money. It's just not the truth. Posting the right content in the right way to the right audience at the right time, that's what gets you clients. But there's more to it. The second lie that influencers love to talk about on LinkedIn is followers equal revenue. Why? See, this is important. They say that because they have a ton of followers. But people who have followers sell you followers. People who make money sell you on how to make money. People who have clients sell you on how to get clients, right? This makes perfect sense. But in our minds, we go followers equals money, right? So this is a huge lie. Some of the people who I know who make the most money from LinkedIn have the least amount of followers. The reality is, followers are just one metric. And if we go even deeper, followers are just one type of person. It only takes, shout out to our editor, please add a clicking sound on this. It takes one click to become a follower, right? All you have to do is click that button. But there's different types of people in your audience. There's followers, there's fans, there's clients, and there's prospects. And sure, there's haters too, if you want to include that. So you have these five different types of people in your audience, but you're only worried about followers? It's a lie. It's a myth. Followers don't equal revenue. Clients equal revenue. All right. We're at number three, the third LinkedIn lie. This is your content should be broad, meaning your content should be for everybody. But hey, if your content's for everybody, how are the right people supposed to know that it's for them? It's the classic cliche. If everybody likes it, then nobody will love it. I would rather have 10 likes in 100 clients than 100 likes in 10 clients. I bet you would too. If you make your content for everybody, nobody will buy anything because they become used to you giving them information for free, right? It's the opposite. This is why LinkedIn influencers have to tell you to post content that everybody likes, because they have to post content that everybody likes and you see that content and go, well, I guess I have to do that too. But it's not the truth. If you post content that everybody likes, you will not get clients because clients don't come from content that everybody likes. Clients come from content that addresses the prospect's pain point they have in the moment, right? So meaning you're only going to get clients if you hit the pain point that those prospects have, and then they see you as the potential solution. So lie number three is definitely a lie. It's definitely a myth, which is post content for everybody. Don't do that. Post content for your ideal client. Number four, the fourth lie that LinkedIn influencers love to tell you, and this one is one of the most controversial, go viral. Create a viral hit. Get a post that has 200,000 impressions, a million impressions. Get as many impressions as possible. Go viral, right? I have went viral before. I have friends who have went viral on LinkedIn before. And guess what? Guess what they had to do the next day? They had to wake up. They had to put on their clothes. They had to head to the gym. They had to come home. They had to feed the dog, maybe the cat. Then they had to go to work. Then they had to take their client calls. Then their accountant called them because they had a question. Then they had to pay the landscaper. Then the wife and the kids come home and they have to now have to cook dinner. When you go viral, nothing happens. Nothing. Try it. Do you know what will happen? Get a ton of likes, a ton of comments, maybe even some DMs. Shit, you might even get a client out of it. Okay, I went viral and I got a client. Ryan, you're wrong, bro. You're wrong. I went viral and I got a client. Cool, do it again. Yeah, do it again. Go viral every single day. Have fun with that. It's a lie. It's a myth. It's not true. Again, the influencers need to go viral so you see them going viral so you buy their stuff. It's just the facts. I'm just saying the quiet part out loud. I'm just the only one who says this type of shit. But hey, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Crazy. Okay. So we have the four myths. We know, number one, posting every day does not equal clients. Number two, followers do not equal revenue. Number three, your content should be for everybody. No, it shouldn't. Number four, going viral equals clients. No, it doesn't. Awesome. So what do I actually do now? And listen, I'm a LinkedIn influencer. I have 20,000 followers. Oh my God, right? 20K on LinkedIn is like 100K on Instagram, maybe? Could be wrong about that, but just in terms of the work that you have to put in. But say I am an influencer, great. And I don't follow any of these rules. So then what do I do, right? So I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'll just tell you what I do. So number one, I'm posting content for my ideal client. Yes, I do have broad posts and posts that get a lot of impressions. That's just to get new people in. But 90% of my content is extremely targeted to my ideal client. Number two, commenting. Posts don't grow your audience. Comments do. I know because I didn't get 20,000 followers just by posting. Most of my followers came from comments. And number three, this is going to be the hardest part, and this is going to be the biggest reality check for financial advisors and lawyers and CPAs, any professional services people. The reality is, if you treat social media like media, but you forget the social part, you will have no clients. Or you'll get random clients from social media. If you want to get clients from social media predictably, you have to do what's called starting conversations. You need to take what works out in the world, actual networking and referrals, and bring it online. So you're doing the same thing. If you post every day, comment on a ton of people's posts, get a ton of likes and comments, that's just two-thirds of the equation. You're not going to get the conversion. Conversion comes from conversations. It's almost the same word, right? There's a reason for that. Conversations lead to conversion. So you have posts, you have comments, and then you have conversations. Those are the DMs. The money is in the direct messages. And I send 400 to 600 messages per month, right? I can basically post whatever, right? The DMs is where the magic really happens. So that's actually what to do. Those are the four myths, the four lies. And here's the thing. You might not love sitting down, right? And, you know, you wouldn't do it this way, but, you know, I'm going to go write a post, right? Or, you know, I'm going to go type a post. Maybe you don't want to do that. I get it. I mean, sometimes I don't even want to do that. And I write posts for a living. So if you don't want to do that, I'm going to give you a much easier way. The first link in the description of this video or this podcast episode is something called Script Science. Now, if you've already watched or listened before, you can go ahead and skip this. If you've never heard of this before, I'm going to explain it to you quickly. Script Science is the easiest video script on earth. I use it for these videos. thousands and thousands of podcast episodes where our clients have used this script. This works for 60-second videos, 5-minute videos, 60-minute videos. It works for all of them. What it does is it gives you a framework, right? It doesn't give you the script for your video, but it gives you a framework so you can put in each piece. And in less than 10 minutes, you're going to have a video script. And that's whether or not you use AI. You don't even need to use ChatGPT if you don't want to. So I leave you the gaps so you can put in your proper information and go ahead and make a video. Take that video, post it on LinkedIn, clip it up, post it on YouTube. Give ChatGPT the transcript, help it write a post for you. So now you don't have to sit down and write posts. Thank me later. You're welcome. My name is Ryan Sullivan. This is what I do. I help financial advisors, law firms, and CPAs do this. Yeah, that's it. All right. See you next week. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.